Unit 11. A cup full of ideas. You never know where inspiration will come from. Perhaps you keep some instant food in your kitchen cupboard for the times when you just don't feel like cooking. It may be useful around times of emergencies, like natural disasters. For many people around the world, that food is instant noodles. We can be lazy if we want, thanks to one man's inspiration. We won't go hungry in times of emergency, thanks to Momofuku Ando, the inventor of Nissin instant noodles. Ando's story is that of being inspired by ideas around him, anywhere in the world, to create something that everyone wants. In this case, it's convenience in a cup and a satisfied belly for a low price. Noodles have been in his life ever since he was born in 1910 in Taiwan, where there had been a tradition of eating deep-fried noodles. One day in 1945, in Osaka, he was concerned by the sight of many poor people lining up on the street waiting for a hot bowl of ramen noodles. Japan was still recovering from the end of the Second World War. That scene inspired him to start experimenting with a second-hand noodle maker and a large wok. After a year of trial and error, he finally made a breakthrough thanks to his wife, who he saw cooking tempura in the kitchen. At that moment, a great idea came to him. By deep-frying noodles, they became hard and dry. He was one step closer to feeding hungry people quickly and cheaply. It took much longer before he could create the first mass-market Nissin product. He suffered a major loss in another business, but he learned from his hardships. At age 47, about 10 years after he first got the idea, Nissin Foods was born. Ando, however, was not the only person who had thought of producing such convenient noodles. Another Taiwanese expat, Zhang Guowen, was selling a type of instant noodles called Choju Men, or longevity noodles, several months before the launch of Nissin Chicken Ramen. Zhang registered his patent for the noodle-making process 1 month before Ando. Choju Men was also a staple for the third Japanese Antarctic Research Expedition. In 1961, Ando bought the rights to Zhang's patent and Nissin's instant noodles began their rapid rise. The idea of putting these noodles in a cup came to him in 1966 when he tried to sell his noodles in the United States. When there were no bowls available for sampling the product, someone grabbed a paper cup, broke up the noodles, poured boiled water in the cup, and ate it with a fork. The cup was a great idea, but he had to consider a proper lid. That idea came to him when he was served macadamia nuts on a flight. The nuts came in a container covered with a paper and aluminum lid. Always look around you with a great deal of curiosity, said Ando. His observations in daily life were a key part to the success of Nissin noodles. Every day, millions of people in the world enjoy instant noodles. What could be simpler than boiling water and waiting a few minutes for your next meal? The ultimate tribute is when Japanese astronaut Soichi Noguchi took instant noodles to space in 2005. "I've realized my dream that noodles can go into space," said Ando.